Government taking steps to boost arrivals from Canada. Find out more in today's edition of Tourism Roundup and Later or No Jamaica feature. Welcome to the program. Jamaica love. We wanna feel Jamaica love. Cabinet recently approved the implementation of a rescue plan for the Canadian tourism market. The objective is to increase arrivals to the island from the North American country for the 2016-2017 winter season, which starts in December.
The arrivals out of Canada in the last 3 years has shown a significant decline. In fact, at one point it was down as much as 17%.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. The plan follows a recent visit to Canada by Minister Bartlett, where he met with leading tourism stakeholders to discuss declines in arrivals from that country. As part of the rescue program, Jamaica Vacations Limited JamVac is to be provided with $275,000 for seat support, while the Jamaica Tourist Board JTB will receive $425,000 for cooperative marketing and promotion targeted at the Canadian market.
And already we're seeing results because September had an increase of 7% over last year, September. So Canada is beginning to show some energy again. This rescue program will see an increased airlift capacity coming out of Canada for the winter season.
Minister Bartlett says for the upcoming winter season, Sunwing Airlines will be bringing two additional flights to Jamaica out of Canada.
And that by itself will increase the arrival people by somewhere to between 20 to 30,000. So we think that this rescue program will restore the growth to close to 400,000. And then we take it from there after next year.
The government is targeting in excess of 2 million visitors to the island from the United States and Canada. When combined, the two markets are responsible for more than 1.7 million visitors to the country. JamVac, an entity within the Ministry of Tourism, helps to maintain and increase visitor numbers through consistent airlift and to grow new markets and gateways. We want to see Jamaica love. The 2016-17 winter tourist season begins in another month, and Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says he's looking to surpass the 5% growth target over 5 years, which he previously set for the sector. Work being undertaken through the Tourism Linkages Network to develop initiatives in sports and entertainment, shopping, knowledge, health and wellness, and gastronomy will position the sector to exceed this mark.
It is through these linkages that we are going to be able to get the economic penetration that tourism provides. It is through the linkages that we are going to be able to supply on the demand that tourism creates by the increase of these numbers of visitors who come on a daily basis.
Mr. Bartlett says the Tourism Linkages Council, under the chairmanship of Sandals Resort's Chief Executive Officer Adam Stewart, has been doing well so far in creating new and exciting growth areas.
Jamaica is poised for great things. We have become and are, in fact, congealing into a key center for global tourism.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica segment, we're in Port Antonio, Portland. Port Antonio is home to the island's third largest port, a shipping point for both bananas and coconuts. It has a wet season from May to November, which coincides with the hurricane season, and a dry season from December to April. Port Antonio is featured in many famous Hollywood films such as Club Paradise and Cocktail, and is often pictured as the ideal paradise escape. That's it for this edition of Tourism Roundup with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels. I'm Lorraine Mendez. One love.
Are you interested in speech, drama, dance, music, traditional folk forms, culinary arts, or creative writing? JCDC training workshops are now underway in all parishes. So come out and enhance your talent. Get trained by the very best. Let us help you improve your skills. Check your nearest JCDC parish office or www.jcdc.gov.jm for details on all workshops.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.